Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
John Siegley and Greg Barnes here from Inside Carolina. Greg, later on tonight, the Tar Heels will take on the Louisville Cardinals for the third time this season in the ACC tournament. Now, I know most people probably remember, but the Cardinals came into Chapel Hill, beat UNC for their first matchup, and then the Tar Heels returned the favor, defeating Louisville in the Yum Center later on in the season. So, with the series tied at 1-1, how do you think the game will go tonight?
Well, I think, like you mentioned, John, everybody's going to say, wait a minute, this was the worst home loss in Roy Williams' coaching career, that 21-point defeat. This is going to be a really tough game. And Louisville is a difficult matchup. However, I will say this. Louisville was playing a lot better back in January than it is right now. The Cardinals had lost 7 of 10 coming into the ACC tournament. So Louisville is not playing at the level that North Carolina is right now. Having said that, this is the ACC tournament. Louisville is playing for seeding, just like North Carolina is with the NCAA tournament. And while North Carolina fans and Duke fans are looking ahead to a potential rematch between the Blue Devils and Tar Heels on Friday night, you got to take care of business tonight in the quarterfinals. And so I think this is a situation where North Carolina can't slip up. They can't peek ahead. They have to stay focused. Louisville has 2 really good bigs. North Carolina has to be prepared to defend those guys well, and they've got to shoot well. If they can do that, they can in advance. If not, it's going to be a very tough night at the Spectrum Center.
And how do you think UNC's freshmen will respond to their first ACC tournament game?
I think the fact that Roy Williams puts these guys through the grinder in the non-conference play, I don't think this setting is going to be very daunting whatsoever. Roy always talks about building momentum once you get into a tournament, so they'll have to do that. Louisville's already got a game under its belt, but I think the crowd, while it will be a pro-UNC crowd anyway, I don't think it's going to be much of a factor.
Thanks, Greg. To get the full scoop on UNC basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.